Last year, Governor Crist bucked party lines by endorsing clean energy at the Global Summit for Climate Change, promising to invest in renewable technologies and reduce carbon emissions. As lawmakers in Tallahassee wrap up another legislative session today, it looks like Florida has made little progress towards greener fuels. Democratic State Representative Keith Fitzgerald of Sarasota spoke with WMNF earlier this week about the state's clean energy portfolio. Fitzgerald says that while Florida has improved renewable initiatives in the last 2 years, this year's session leaves much to be desired.
This legislative session was a remarkable disappointment because we didn't even pass the legislation that authorized the PSC to go ahead and enforce the rules that we instructed them to come up with last time. So everybody who's interested in furthering this, the growth of the renewables and cleaner energy really should be disappointed with the legislature. Obviously, some people were on the right side of it, but we didn't get the job done as a group.
Last year, the Florida legislature asked the Public Service Commission, or PSC, to make recommendations on how to improve Florida's renewable portfolio. Representative Fitzgerald says when the PSC returned, the legislature paid little attention to what they had to say.
There was a lot of intrigue and wrangling in the majority party on this issue. The Republicans in the Senate and the Republicans in the House could never get on the same page. We worked about as hard as we could in the minority party to come up with constructive suggestions, including my renewable energy dividend program, which was taken very seriously, more seriously than I thought it would be, given that it was a new idea here in the United States. But we failed at the end. So I think that it will set us back. And I think we need to do something about it.
Do you think that if these initiatives can come to fruition, that it could really benefit the state's economy, especially right now?
Solar and other alternative forms of energy are no-brainers for the state of where we can bring good jobs to Florida that will grow the economy and do it in a way that is both environmentally and economically sustainable. We could become, in solar energy particularly, but other alternative forms of energy, not only a key point of distribution, but also manufacturing. We can do that right here, right now. Right now, we could be putting people to work in the kinds of jobs we want them to have, clean jobs with high wages that will be around for the next century. We need to make that transition. When things are tough, it's actually the best time in a way to retool and get ready for the next century.
Fitzgerald's renewable dividend legislation may not have passed, but he says it at least started a conversation. His proposal would allow small residential and business owners to produce their own solar energy and sell it back to utility companies. The producers would sell it back at the same rate utilities charge, resulting in a profit. This would give incentive for more people to invest in solar, thus lowering the cost of the technology. It would also result in decreased dependence on fossil fuels for Florida and create jobs in green technology construction. Gainesville adopted a similar program called feed-in tariffs on a small scale earlier this year. Many of the residents and businesses have installed solar technology called turnkey systems. This enables them to either produce energy solely for themselves or redirect it to the grid for mass use. Fitzgerald says that adopting the renewable dividend program has benefits that appeal to both sides of the aisle as well as for the environment.
People on the right wing of the spectrum might actually endorse this because it reduces our vulnerability for security reasons from some kind of terrorist attack or something like that. Same thing with hurricanes. If one part of the grid goes down or one production site goes down, if you have a large amount of energy being produced across the grid on a small scale, you don't have to lose the entire productivity across the grid. So there are a lot of good public policy reasons why you might go in that direction.
With a step back in progressive renewable legislation in this year's session, Fitzgerald predicts next year will undoubtedly prove more fruitful.
I think that the failure of the legislature to really come up with progressive energy legislation this year is going to rile folks up and create more pressure to get going in the right direction. So I think the next step is for people to become active and to push for some progressive legislation in energy. And I think you're going to see a coalition of people who ordinarily you might not think of as progressives getting behind some interesting ideas.